We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a devil.
Love Donald Trump.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Yes, Taylor made that too, by the way. That's an oldie but goodie. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, August 15th, goes to former celebrity in chief Donald J. Trump. Not just Donald J. Trump, but the 19 defendants all named in the 41-count indictment that Trump received from Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. Yes, the same Fannie Willis who hit Young Thug and Young Stoner life with the RICO has now hit Old Thug and Old Caucasian life with the RICO. But let's be clear, this is bigger than YSL, baby. Okay, we talking corruption at the highest of levels because prosecutors in Georgia say Trump and others joined a conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the presidential election. Who are the others? Well, let's run down the members of the OCL. Why don't we? Trump's lawyer, John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani, as well as former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. It's a bunch of names. Let's run through them. I told you Trump, Giuliani, Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Kenneth Cheesebro, Jeffrey Clark, Jenna Ellis, Robert Cheely, Mike Roman, David Schaefer, Sean Still, Stephen Lee, Trevion Cootie, who was a publicist tied to intimidation of election workers, and she is Kanye West's former publicist, Sidney Powell, Scott Hall, Misty Hampton, Ray Smith, and Harrison Floyd, who is the leader of Black Voices for Trump. Watch his dumb ass be the only one get put in handcuffs and get a mugshot taken. How does that work, by the way? Is Old Thug Trump the only one who doesn't have to take a mugshot and get put in handcuffs, or will his whole squad get those privileges? I don't know. But let's listen to what Fannie Mae Willis had to say.
A Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state.
First of all, I don't know if that woman's name is Fannie Mae Willis, but I got to call her Fannie Mae because Fannie Mae don't play. Okay, she got to be a Fannie Mae, right? If you have broken the law in any way, shape, or form, and there is evidence to say you have broken the law, you best to believe Fannie Mae Willis and her good friend Rico coming to see you. Doesn't matter if you're a rapper or ex-president. If you live in Atlanta, the only Rico you should look forward to seeing is Rico Love, because you do not want to sit next to the Rico that Fannie Mae knows. Now, if you're keeping score, former celebrity in chief Donald Trump, a.k.a. Old Thug, has been charged in four criminal cases over a four-and-a-half-month span. Okay, he's been averaging one indictment a month over the last 4 months. All right, in New York, he's facing 34 felony counts in connection with hush money payments to a porn star. In Florida, he faces 40 felony counts for hoarding documents, classified documents, and impeding efforts to retrieve them. In D.C., he faces 4 felony counts for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And in Georgia, he faces 13 felony counts for his election interference in that state. Now, I graduated in night school 2 years behind schedule, so I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but that's 91 charges, I believe. 4 indictments. 91 charges, not one mugshot, not one time has he been in handcuffs. Stop saying Trump is or was the first nigga president. Niggas don't get that kind of preferential presidential privilege treatment. Now, every time something happens to Trump, whether it's him being impeached twice or these 4 indictments, he says in the end, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Let me hear that, Eddie.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silent. And I am the only one that can save this nation because you know they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving.
You know, that sounded good during the 2 impeachments. Okay, that even might have made sense after the first indictment, but after 2 impeachments, 4 indictments, 91 charges, no, they're not coming after us. It's you, Donald. Okay, and I have to ask the question, is running for president that important? Is he trying to win at this point just so he can stay out of prison? I don't know. And for everyone who says all these indictments are political, they are only doing this because they don't want him to run. Listen, they couldn't do any of this if he didn't give them a reason to do it. This is why I keep telling y'all, President Barack Obama had to be one of the most law-abiding citizens that ever lived. If that man had committed any criminal activity while in the White House, they would have been all over him because he's black. Well, half a Negro, but he presents as whole. So my point is, they can only get you on what you give them. And even though Old Thug hasn't been convicted of anything, he seems to have given people a whole lot. Okay, this situation in Georgia literally is textbook Trump. He's in all of this mess because of his arrogance, because of his ego. Listen to him describe the phone call he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger when he asked him to overturn the state's 2020 election results. This is what got him in trouble in Georgia. Listen.
Not at all seriously. We had a perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine. Everybody knows it. It's just a Democrat witch hunt. Here we go again. They failed with Russia. They failed with recession. They failed with everything. And now they're bringing this up. The one who's got the problem is Biden.
It was a perfect phone call. Do you realize an arrogant person always considers himself perfect? This is the chief harm of arrogance. It interferes with a person's main task in life, and that's becoming a better person. That's all of our jobs every day that we wake up. We're just supposed to wake up and be better people. Donald Trump is incapable of becoming a better person because he's arrogant. Okay, he's just an unhealthy ego in need of repair, but there is no fixing that 77-year-old Caucasian man. Okay, old Caucasian life is exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of old white male dogs that won't learn no new tricks. They are just full of bad pride. What is bad pride, you say? Bad pride happens when we do or say things for the purpose of people praising ourselves, or for making ourselves feel good, or putting ourselves ahead of someone else's self. Pride wants ourselves to be praised, get glory, be worshipped, and be highly talked about. Even when we're not in the room. That's why a person like Trump was never fit to be president. We know this. He's too about self. Okay, he says America first, but the reality is, it's Trump first, then maybe America second, and that's why he's in the situation that he's in now, because bad pride is the deadly sin of superiority that reeks of conceit and arrogance, and you know what they say about pride. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. America, Donald Trump is fallen. Okay, let's not let our democracy fall with it. MAGA, it's time to find a new leader. Okay, if you're not a cult, prove it. All right, this is not the person with whom you want to place your fate. Republicans have a lot of other options running for president, not named Donald Trump, and it is time for y'all to choose one. Please let Remy Ma give Donald Trump an old Caucasian life, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Come on, man. The fact he has 91 criminal charges, 4 indictments, yet he's still able to run for president. I mean, imagine if he was in any other industry. Every industry in America would have told him take a leave of absence until he figures all of this out, or just cut ties with him altogether. But this is America, where there are more qualifications to work at Walmart than it is to run for president.
All right.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, Jan Martinborough will be joining us. Now, Jan, he's the gentleman that this new movie is about. It's called Gran Turismo. You remember Gran Turismo when you was a kid? It's like a race car driving game.
Yes.
Well, I got a chance to see the movie. The movie comes out August 25th. So pretty much what they were trying to do is make the game part of life. So they had this contest where you would play the game, and they got the winner of the game, whoever had the fastest score and the best score.
The Breakfast Club.
Thanks, Eddie. Whoever had the best score.
That means
score,
shut the hell up and get to it.
No, whoever had the best score would actually race a real car and become a race car driver. And that brother is Jan Martinborough. We're going to talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.